A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I know you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. But do you gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you? Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became an adult, I put aside childish things. At present, we see indistinctly, as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present, I know partially, then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain, these three. But the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place all the things that were done in Capernaum.' And he will say, 'Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his native place.' Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet. Not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Do we have any prophets here? Are you baptized? When you were anointed at baptism, the priest said, or deacon, if it was a deacon, said that you were anointed as Christ was anointed, as priest, prophet, and king. So how many prophets are here? Yeah, it's true. Now, how many want to be prophets sometimes? Not many. For good reasons. But one time I was preaching in Toledo, and I asked if there were any missionaries in the church, and one person stood up. It was a sister who had been a missionary in Africa. But one of the other things about, is there a missionary here? Every one of you gets sent out of here at the end of Mass every week to do what? Ah, to be a missionary. But let's go back to the prophet sense. Now, I'm sure as you listen to the first reading, it doesn't tell you in there that he complained. He says, I'm too young. I know many of us would say, I'm too old. But at no time are we too young or too old to be a prophet. And what does God say? I will protect you. Doesn't mean you won't get beat up, but it does mean you'll be able to be and do what I call you to be and to whom you are called and sent. It's true. Being a prophet has, you know, its own difficulties at times, but it's really an issue that we need to face and own that we are. Now, Jesus goes to his hometown, Nazareth. This is his last visit to Nazareth, by the way, because they try and throw him off of the bridge, the hill. But they think, oh, wow, isn't that nice, the things he says? And then what does he say? Wait a minute. He says something about looking after people who are not part of us. Looking after some widow and somebody in Syria. And what about us is what they have to think. They also think, wait a minute, this guy is just a carpenter. He can't rise up and be anything else but a carpenter. And that was true in their day. You couldn't decide, well, I want to do something else. If you didn't do what your father did, they would look not too kindly on you in small towns or elsewhere either. So being that he has to live that, they want to throw him over the hill and be done with him. You'd have to understand, in their day, that would be true. But none of us have to be thrown over the hill. We do have to pay attention. Second Gospel is a real clue as to how you and what you have to be a prophet. It says, you can be a prophet only if you love. Ah, only if you truly love the people you are going out and calling back to the Lord in some way. That is such a clue. I know that reading is used for weddings and, oh, it's so sweet. No, it's not sweet. It has a lot of dangerous stuff in it, especially when it says, when I was a child, I was childish, basically. Now I need to be childlike. That means listen with ears that are open and willingness of my person to undertake whatever. When I run into couples really in trouble, or having been through divorce and all of that, you figure out someone was childish because something happened that caused that marriage to go away. So yes, childish, childlike, but you have to love if you're going to be out there as a prophet. Not always easy at all. Let's consider some of the prophets that have been around in our lifetime, because it didn't stop. Martin Luther King was definitely a prophet for the black community, for all of us really to pay attention to who we are and what we are called to be. But there are lots of others. Oscar Romero, you know, he was not somebody who loved all the poor people at first. He was one of the higher-ups in the church, and they really looked at servicing the higher-ups and the wealthy. And then he started seeing some people being put to death, and that caught Oscar. And Oscar, of course, was killed for being who he was as a prophet at that point. We've had others, like Dan Berrigan, who was a Jesuit, who lived through a lot of stuff with his Jesuit community as he worked against war. But he never gave up. We saw him, one of his last talks, he was out in Toledo one time. He was a tired old guy, but he was still someone who said, war is wrong, and war needs to be fought against. We still have Bishop Tom Gumbleton in Detroit. Just celebrated 95 years of age this week. And they were, Pax Christi, which is a peace organization, was celebrating him. Only he really, they were doing it by way of Zoom. He didn't know how to do Zoom. So they did it in his honor and sent him the messages later. But yes, 95 years old, he hasn't given up on what he was doing. We also, of course, still have Sister Prejean. She never would have expected that her mission would have been against the death penalty. In Ohio right now, we're trying to put a stop and get some things passed so that death penalty goes away. How many people have been wrongfully put to death using the death penalty? It's also very difficult when you know someone who is put to death. Let's move on to another piece of being a prophet. You know, little Greta Thunberg, who came and said, "Yoo-hoo, pay attention to this earth. You're ruining it." She is a prophet that we need to hear. And she has gotten along very well with Laudato Si, which Pope Francis issued. And she understands, and he understands her. There's another piece that I've read this week. One of the writers this week, as they were looking at the scripture, said, you know, the earth itself is telling us, you who pay attention, it's that the earth itself, and as we look at the loss of different species and things of that sort, the earth is indeed a prophet calling us, wake up, pay attention, you won't have a lot of it much longer if you don't stop doing some of the things you're doing. So there we are, prophets, all of us, called to do prophecy in whatever, whether it be to, you know, to advocate for peace, to advocate for the death penalty, sometimes just advocating for the people who are around here, the poor, the homeless, those who can't figure out, even in the cold, to trust another person well enough to go in out of the cold. And it's certainly been bitterly cold the last week or so. So, being a prophet, any prophets here now? Yeah. Anybody going to pick up and use some of that prophets that they've got as a gift? Remember that Jeremiah was told, you were given this gift in your mother's womb. So have all of us. So use it. Use it. Use prayer. Use action. Use what you come and take from Eucharist, because it's given to you not just to be inside of you, but truly to be shared in a prophetic manner.